29. Ashton. I run out of her office, not caring that she's calling out to me. I can't hear anymore. So many lies, so much betrayal, and now a baby? Sucking in breath after breath, I round a corner and run into someone. I scream as hands grab at me and lift me off my feet. I kick and fight, but they drag me into a room. It's one of the fathers. She called them to come get me and take me downstairs. They're going to kill my baby, force me to have a hysterectomy, and then throw me in a cell. Saint won't protect me, not after what he finds out. A hand slaps over my mouth, muffling my screams, and I buck wildly since my nose is so stuffed up I can't breathe through it.
Shh. Ashton, calm down.
A familiar voice growls. My body instantly goes limp, and he releases my mouth. I sob as he sits me in a chair and kneels in front of me.
What the fuck is going on?
He places his hands on my shaking thighs and rubs them over my legs. I'm pregnant. I cry, knowing I can trust him.
Shit.
He sighs, running his hand through his hair.
Does Saint know?
I shake my head, tears spilling from my eyes, and I run my hand under my runny nose.
I'll call him.
He stands and removes his cell from his pocket, and I slap it out of his hand.
Ash!
No, you can't. I cry out, and he grabs my trembling shoulders.
It's okay.
He assures me softly. He's so wrong. No. I shake my head quickly. He cheated. His brows pull together.
What? No, he'd never.
He cheated. I gasp, trying to breathe, but my throat is closing on me. You can't.
Ashton.
Tell him. I grip his t-shirt and bury my face into it. He wraps his arms around me and I begin to sob, repeating over and over that he cheated, hoping that he'll understand what I mean, because I can't form a fucking sentence right now.
I know what to do.
He assures me.
Trust me. Saint. I pull up to Carnage on my bike. I don't even bother putting it in the garage. Instead, I leave it parked out front and rush up the stairs inside. I've been gone all day at the House of Lords, mandatory meeting for some bullshit assignment. I'm not even sure why they care that I attended. I get my orders from Carnage. Entering the building, I make my way to my room and rush inside to see Ashton sound asleep in my bed under the covers. Hey, sweetheart. I grab the back of my shirt and rip it up and over my head just as my bedroom door opens. What the fuck? I spin around to see my father enter. You could knock first. I throw my shirt to the floor. What if I was balls deep inside Ashton? I'm not a fan of my father seeing her at all, let alone naked. He looks over me, and then her asleep in my bed. She had a session today. I frown. And? She got upset and needed to be medicated. She what? I snap, stepping toward him. What the fuck do you mean medicated? I turn back to look at her. Ashton is on her stomach, head facing away from me with the covers up and over her. I rip them back and place my hands on her bare back. Ashton, I shake her, but get nothing. Ash, sweetheart, wake up. I roll her over onto her back and her body remains limp. I yank the covers up to her neck and her head rolls to the side. I grip her cold cheek before forcing her eyes open. They're dilated. What the fuck did you give her? I shout. Standing up, I turn back to face my father, but she is there now as well. I swear my father is fucking her, and that's the only reason he keeps her around, Carnage.
It was just a sleeping pill.
She answers. I fucking doubt it. I grind out and look at my father. We had a deal. Son? She raises her hand to stop him and steps toward me.
She's okay, Saint. Just getting a good night's rest. We spoke about her mother, and she got very upset. Found her inconsolable.
She willingly took them with her dinner and went to bed. She's been in here alone ever since.
Get the fuck out of my room. I point at the door in case she doesn't understand what I said.
Saint?
I said get the fuck out. I shout in her face, my heart pounding in my chest. Who the fuck does she think she is? And why the fuck did Ashton agree to take something? Without me here? How long has she been passed out? And who knows who the fuck has been in and out of my room? Glaring at the bitch, she lifts her chin and lets out a huff as she turns around and exits my room. My father follows her. I slam my door shut and lock it behind them. Then I finish getting undressed and crawl into my bed with her. Pulling her body into mine, I push her dark hair from her face. Her eyes look puffy like she has been crying and her nose is red. I don't believe it. Her mother? I mean, yeah, she was upset that her mother was killed, but they weren't overly close. She hasn't even mentioned her mother since that night. Reaching over, I grab my cell off my nightstand and pull up the group chat with the guys. Did anyone see Ashton while I was gone? Cashton. Nope, I'm still out with Melanie. Hayden. I haven't been at Carnage all day. Sighing, I place my phone back on the nightstand and lie down with her. My hand gently strokes her soft hair, giving her cold cheek a kiss. I settle in and close my eyes, ready to get some sleep as well.